After the Royal Commission into the financial sector last year, many pundits said that the banks had hit their lowest point. Westpac has proven them wrong. This morning, Brian Hartzer announced that he was stepping down as Westpac CEO after corporate watchdog ASIC launched an investigation into 23 million breaches of anti-money laundering laws. The scandal is said to be rocking consumer confidence, and critics are calling for government action. Andrew Herlinger has the story.
Australia's banks have been breaking government regulations for years, and still there is no change. The lessons are never learnt, and the financial sector continues to act as though they are above the law. This time, Westpac have failed to abide by anti-money laundering laws. According to the sector's regulator, AUSTRAC, Westpac have not been monitoring and reporting money transfers that could be involved in funding child exploitation and terrorism. The breaches are so significant that they even rival and surpass the Commonwealth Bank's 87 criminal charges that they pleaded guilty to last week. I asked Shadow Minister of the Treasury, Dr. Andrew Leigh, on what it will take from governments to make banks start listening.
This is a huge issue for Westpac and for the board, and the chair and the CEO stepping down today doesn't change the fact that Westpac has made a serious mistake. 23 million mistakes, including some involving child exploitation. Westpac needs to give a full account to its customers, shareholders, and the Australian community about what went wrong. We need to know exactly what processes broke down at a time in which Australians' trust in big banks is as low as it's ever been.
According to All Economists, there is a dire need for Australian banks to be able to regain the trust of its investors and stakeholders. But Dr. John Houston, former Liberal MP, has stated that this will be a massive challenge given the power and privilege given to bank executives.
I think the issue in the banking sector has really come to a head. They're in a very privileged position, obviously, and they've got a social licence, yet they've been run, as the Hayne Royal Commission showed, with a culture of greed, and some of that greed is showing up in these incredible breaches of the law and excesses like the most recent one being Westpac's 23 million breaches of AUSTRAC requirements.
AUSTRAC is a key regulator in the financial sector that has had a massive role in keeping the bankers honest. But the next step, according to Dr. Houston, is not to catch the breaches, but to stop the scandals from happening. I asked Andrew Leigh on whether we are at the tipping point.
I certainly hope so. Scandals like this aren't good for anyone, and it's vital that we see proper action from Westpac. How on earth do you manage to let 23 million transactions slip through? It just suggests to me a bank which wasn't taking seriously enough the issue of money laundering.
Still, the mistakes in the past have been made, and according to Dr. Houston, the banks have been failing in their obligations to the sector.
They don't have to investigate, they just have to report it. And AUSTRAC will investigate it, but if they are aware that this money is being channeled to particular places or particular volumes, they should be alert enough to actually pursue it anyway. It's just gross incompetence.
There have been many bank breaches over the last 2 years, to the extent that we've even had to call a Royal Commission. I asked Dr. Houston on what should the consequences be for future breaches.
If there's consistent and flagrant breaches of this, I mean, it could be made subject to significant, even criminal charges and penalties, for example. I mean, these are very significant breaches. I mean, it's hard for the average Joe in the street, I can't imagine that you could have 23 million transactions and not think there's anything wrong with any of them, and you didn't want to investigate any of them. And for doing that, probably for profit purposes, you really should carry a huge responsibility.
Dr. Houston then told us what he thinks needs to change.
I think it's time that the government asked APRA to take a harder line, to judge board directors and senior management against tougher principles, with perhaps criminal penalties and sanctions. If monetary penalties don't matter, and Commonwealth Bank paid $700 million in monetary penalties, and there was the market was so relieved their share price went up. It's just, where's the discipline, where's the accountability, where's the consequence?
Yeah, Dr. John Houston, economics professor and former Liberal leader, ending that report by Andrew Herlinger.